why everyone is moving to Portugal. A long-awaited trip back to this scenic southwestern European country. Why is everyone going to Portugal? My friend Justin asked when I told him I was going there for a visit. People travel for many reasons, but visiting friends and relatives, VFR in industry speak, is one of the largest and most resilient segments of the travel industry. Travelers spend over $400 billion a year doing it, and it was the primary reason for my trip to Portugal. I'd been promising to visit my friend Bill, who had become an everyone, like thousands of Americans in recent years, who have relocated to the coastal European country. I also planned to visit my friend John, whom I first met more than 50 years ago. He was planning to visit the country with his son, yet another person planning to join everyone moving there. More than 21,000 Americans have moved there, either permanently or as temporary residents in the last few years. They're the largest group of transplants, followed by the Chinese. 15% of the country's 10.6 million residents are from outside the country. I had visited Lisbon once in the 1980s, so there I was again in Portugal, and I was glad to see that not much had changed, other than the influx of Americans and others. The numbers. Statistics help explain some of Portugal's appeal. An annual survey of crime and violence ranks Portugal at number 7, just below Switzerland. The lower rankings mean safer. Then there's the slower pace and better work-life balance. If you're looking for a stressful life, Portugal isn't it. English is widely spoken, in part thanks to the long presence, starting in the 16th century, of the English in the production of port wine. The cost of living in Portugal is 36% less than in the U.S., according to a 2024 survey. Portugal is orderly and relaxed. My friend Bill summed it up when we met over brunch on my next to last day in his new country. Every time I turn around, the Portuguese are off work celebrating another holiday. Portugal also has universal healthcare.